And another story that's been kicking around over the last week or so has been the Optus saga. Triple barrel question to you. Just run us through what happened, what can we do, and what are the ramifications?
So Optus suffered an attack, and if you're an Optus customer, you really have to listen to what I'm about to say to you. They're saying that both current and past customer details have all been stolen. And when we talk about details being stolen, we're talking customers' names, their dates of birth, their phone numbers, their email addresses. And for certain customers out there, their driver's license and passport numbers. Now, they're talking current and past customers now, and I've seen figures now which make it go over the 10 million people mark.
Wow.
So you have to take it as certain that all your details have been released, even if you don't get an email from Optus. And I think personally, I think Optus should be emailing everybody and say that, you know, you've got to take it as fact that your details have been accessed, because I don't think they can prove otherwise. Mm. So what's going to happen here? You probably get scam letters in the mail that look like they come from Optus because they have your address. You've got to basically check those with Optus to see if they're actually from Optus. Scammers now have enough information to take over bank accounts or open new fraudulent ones in the names of victims out there. This is how serious this is, Lee. And you receive phone calls from scammers saying they're from Optus. If this happens, you have to confirm with Optus by hanging up and ringing them back on the Optus number, not the number that called. You've got to go to every account you've got now and make sure that it's all secure. Your Google, Microsoft, Apple, etc. Turn on two-factor authentication on there. Now, if you used your Optus password elsewhere on another account, and a lot of people do, you need to change that password everywhere that you used it. And you need to be especially careful of any emails that think they've come from Optus, because you can't really check if they're legitimate now. So again, you have to get on the phone and ring. Lee, this is the biggest IT disaster for a telco that I think I've ever seen in this country.
Yeah, that's my thoughts too. When I heard it, when that news broke there last week, I thought, well, this is a bit of a scary one.
No, well, absolutely awful. Now, I put all those details up on my website right now for people. So just if you want to go along and confirm what I've said this morning, but you've got to remember, you've got to take everything, message or anything that comes from Optus now, with a grain of salt, and you've got to prove that it actually came from them.
And just in the news at 7 o'clock, we just heard from Alex that that Optus are refusing to ban for customer compensation at this time. So thank you very much for those steps, yes.
I was going to say that you're not going to need compensation.
No, of course not. No. But it's nice to have that little bit of information so we know. But it is a scary stuff when it comes to Optus at the moment. Now we move on to new products. And you've said that you've had this since, what, Friday of last week. AirPods Pro 2 and Apple Watch Ultra. Just a bit of a brief review.
AirPods Pro 2, wonderful. Best noise cancellation that I've ever had from a set of headphones in there. Pop them in and the whole world suddenly disappeared around me. Great sound quality on there, great battery life. The Apple Watch Ultra is the athlete's watch out there. So, yeah, I'll either wear one of those. Biggest screen I've actually seen. Wonderful battery life in there. It's got some good safety features. If you get lost or, you know, you might get attacked, it's actually got an 86 decibel siren built into it. I tested it out with, you know, in a room to make sure nobody was going to come along and sing it. And so, you know, good to draw attention to you. Big screen, great for readability on there. It's very durable watch. And all models come with cellular built-in, which means that you can pay Telstra and the telcos $5 a month and you don't have to have your phone with you if you've got your watch.
Nice features there, Richard.
Yeah, great features.
Nice features.
Absolutely love the watch. I really do. It's getting me out and about more, Lee, too, which is good.
That's our new product for this week. And just wrapping it up, you've got some details on a report that says that TikTok search engine repeatedly delivers misinformation to majority of its young user base.
That's why kids should be listening to the radio to get their news stories, because we actually go along and make sure what we say is legitimate, don't we, Lee?
We do, for sure.
And that's the law for us, but it doesn't seem to be the law for TikTok. So nearly 20% of the videos presented as search results contain misinformation on there. So, you know, kids are looking up, you know, election topics, the Russia-Ukraine war. There is misinformation on there. You know, there are false claims in the first 20 results when you pull them up on TikTok, often within the first five. Google by comparison, provide high quality results with far less information. You've got to explain to your kids, don't get your news off of social media. That is the big lesson out of all of this.
We deal in news and information that you can trust. Is that right, Richard?
That's exactly right.